In part three of the disease episode, we are talking about an issue that's been popping up in grapes this year. We're talking with Annie, who is one of our grape experts in Extension, and she's been visiting a lot of growers who have been seeing basically what might be a disease, what might be winter damage in the trunks or stems of their grapes. So Annie, could you just give us an update on what you're seeing?
Yep. So this whole issue that we're talking about kind of came to the forefront at the end of June. We had Richard Smart, who's a world-renowned viticulture consultant, come out and speak to some of our growers at the Horticulture Research Center on June 26th. And he was talking about a trunk disease in grapevines called Botrytis sporea, or bot canker for short. And what this is it's a very common grapevine trunk disease. And it's not just in grapevines, it's in other species of woody plants as well, but it's common throughout the world in different grape growing regions. This is a disease that is present in the air, it's ubiquitous in the environment, and it can get into grapevines when we prune them, it gets in through the pruning cuts. And so what Dr. Smart came out to look at is whether or not he was able to recognize the symptoms of this disease in some of our Minnesota grapevines, wanted to see if it was present here in the state. It was a very highly likelihood that it was because it's so common. And he did notice symptoms that did look like this trunk disease in some of our Minnesota grapes in various regions of the state. So that's kind of what started this. And since then, there's been quite a bit of conversation among growers around the state about this trunk disease. And there's a lot of, obviously, emotions going on with this. There's a lot of unknowns among the grape grower community about how severe of a risk is this? How much do we really need to worry about it?
And people have been seeing this for a long time, right? This isn't the first time that it's come up.
That's true, yeah. This is not something that's been newly introduced.
Okay.
People have been seeing these trunk diseases for many generations. And there are even a couple of plant pathologists in the United States that do research studying trunk diseases. It's just not something that was on the forefront of our minds in the Midwest because we did not know that it was present here.
And so in part one of this episode, we talked about the Plant Disease Clinic and using that as a resource to get some answers.
Right.
Have you done any identifications? Have you confirm that this disease is here?
Sure. We're working on that right now. When Dr. Smart came out, we cut into a lot of grapevines and he was able to recognize the symptoms. Of course, just looking at symptoms doesn't always confirm that something is there. And that's a point that I really want to get across. So he did find what the symptoms of this disease include: brown spotting or brown streaks within a cordon or within a trunk of a grapevine in that woody tissue. And he did see that in some of our vines, but the problem is that can also just be winter injury. Regular winter injury that happens in our challenging climate up here in Minnesota and can appear to look the same as a trunk disease. So we do have samples into the Plant Disease Clinic on campus, and they're gonna do some analyses to see if they can identify Botrytis sporea in the vine samples. And those are from several vineyards throughout the state. We also have samples into one of our faculty labs on campus studying trunk diseases. So hopefully we'll be able to learn what they find in those samples pretty soon.
So at this point, when there aren't a lot of answers, mm-hmm. what are you recommending to growers?
So right now, I just want growers to be aware of what we do know and what we don't know about this disease, because I feel like there are a lot of, there's a lot of different information floating around. So I just want awareness right now. This is not an emergency situation, and that's something that we've been trying to get across to growers. This is not a situation that warrants pulling out vines. It doesn't warrant canceling orders of new vines or anything like that. So one of the main things that is important to get across about this disease is that vines can survive for many years successfully and produce successfully even if they have these trunk diseases. While it is a disease, while it is a pathogen, it doesn't always act as a pathogen. Sometimes it just exists in the vine and the vine stays perfectly healthy, especially if the vine is not subjected to a lot of stress. And so if a grower were to cut into their vine, it's a good idea to cut into the vines and the cordons just to see how healthy they are. If they see symptoms that they think might be Botryus spherea, such as the dark brown streaking within the cordon or the trunk, what I recommend is evaluating, well, how healthy are my vines? Are they still producing really well? In that case, don't panic, because if the vines are producing well, just let them keep producing. But if they do have a trunk sample with those symptoms, they can send it into the plant disease clinic and see if the plant disease clinic can culture out any trunk disease there. Now, if a grower is having issues with vines being non-productive, if they see that on some of their vines, their cordons do not have a lot of shoots coming out, we call those skips. When you have areas of your cordon where the spurs just aren't producing any shoots or any clusters, that is a sign that that cordon is not very healthy. That could be due to a trunk disease. It could also be due to winter injury. It could be a combination of those factors. And so in that case, definitely cut into the cordon, see what it looks like on the inside. Again, submit a sample. But my recommendation, whether it is winter injury or whether it is this fungus, would still be to replace that cordon with a fresh shoot from near the center of the vine. Even if it is just winter injury, that's always what we recommend doing anyway, so you can get a more productive cordon train down.
And so if it is a disease and you're able to confirm that it's a disease, what can you do when you're replanting to prevent the spread of that disease from existing vines in your vineyard to the new? Sure.
That is something where we really need to do more research in our region in order to make recommendations that are most appropriate for the Midwest. If you go online and look at resources from Virginia Tech, where they're doing a lot of research on these trunk diseases, or if you talk to Dr. Smart, and he's worked all over the country, but is based down in Australia and New Zealand, the common recommendations are that after you prune, since trunk diseases get in through pruning cuts, after you prune, you can apply a fungicide. The recommendations are either Topsin or Rally to those pruning cuts, and that can help prevent the disease from getting into the vine. And that's its main entry point. But that's complicated in this region. A lot of our growers are pruning when it is below freezing outside. You know, this year we didn't get really consistently above freezing until the middle or end of April. And by that point, most people have already had to prune. And we do often recommend, you know, pruning earlier in the spring to make sure you get everything done in time for bud break. So how are you going to spray a fungicide on your pruning cuts directly after pruning it if it's below freezing? You can't really do that. You would need to wait until it gets above freezing in order to apply those. So you can see kind of where it gets more complicated in our cold region. So we need to do more work to figure out what the best recommendations are for that. I mean, somebody could wait, you know, they could prune, do a light pruning in the winter and then go back and do a double prune once it gets a little bit above freezing so that they can then apply that fungicide. And for some, that is a practical thing that they can do. For others, some growers do not realistically have time to go out and do two different sets of pruning.
Right. And for organic growers, are there fungicides labeled for organic systems that they could use?
I don't know if any of them are effective on these trunk diseases. I mean, there's sulfur and copper and a couple of others, but as far as I know, there's not a lot of data on the effectiveness of those for this application. But they could, the other recommendation is to go out and paint those pruning cuts with a latex paint immediately after pruning. So that takes a lot of time, you know.
Yeah. So what are some other questions that you've been hearing from growers?
So one of the questions that I have been getting from growers over the past few weeks since this news was kind of broadcasted is, why can't the great breeding program breed out trunk disease susceptibility? Why can't we breed grapes that are resistant to trunk diseases? And the point we want to make here is that in order to breed out a trait in grapes, that trait needs to exist somewhere in nature. And we do not know of any grape varieties that have resistance to trunk diseases. And if the trait's not out there, we can't breed it into our grapes.
Right.
So that's one thing I wanted to mention. So the other thing, and I kind of mentioned this before, but I'll just drive the point home. So another question that I've been getting is, what do you do if you think you have a trunk disease, but the vines are healthy? Again, if the vines are producing well and they look healthy, they don't look like they have skips on the cordons or a lot of winter injury, just go ahead and keep letting those grapevines produce. If you do cut into the cordon and you see that you have a trunk disease, you could cut off that cordon and go ahead and train another one down. But if the grapes are doing well, there's no reason to get rid of those grapes from the vineyard.
One thing you mentioned was that this pathogen can live within the plant without doing much damage, as long as there's not a lot of other stress. Do you have just a couple of really basic tips for reducing external stresses?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, winter injury is one of the biggest stresses that we have in this environment. And just making sure that you're planting cold, hardy varieties that are meant to be grown in this region is the first thing that'll help. But some of our varieties are more susceptible to stress than others. Site selection is a big factor. With grapes, they don't like to be planted in soil that stays too wet, soil that's too heavy, because that can create stress for the vine. It can make it more difficult for the vine to get the nutrients up that it needs. It can also exacerbate some winter injury. So just planting on a site that's well-drained is going to help out a lot. And having a good spray program, whether that be conventional or organic, to make sure that we're keeping out other foliar and cluster diseases can help the vine, have less stress. Also, canopy management throughout the season is another thing that helps us prevent those foliar diseases that can stress the vine. Making sure that the canopy has good airflow, it's not getting too dense of a canopy throughout the year. And a rule of thumb that I like to use is if you've got a vine that is so thick that you cannot see the clusters through the canopy, then it's time to thin some leaves or shoots out of that canopy. And there are a lot of resources online about canopy management, and we've been trying to start up some workshops here in Minnesota about how to manage a canopy successfully so that the vines can be more healthy and less stressed.
Mm-hmm. So as you learn more about bot canker, where should people be looking for updates and resources?
We have a website. Matt Clark's lab has a website. It's called enology.umn.edu. Again, that's enology.umn.edu. And whenever I write an article, or anyone in our group, Matt or Drew, John or Jenny Toole, whenever we write articles, we post them on that website. So any new developments will be there. But it's also a really good idea for growers to join one of the grape grower associations in the state, because that way it's easy for them to learn about workshops or webinars or forum conversations that we're having. So either joining the Minnesota Grape Growers Association or the Southern Minnesota Wine Growers Association is a really good idea to make sure that they're hearing about all the information that we are putting out.
Okay. Thanks for the tips. Do you have any concluding thoughts?
I have one other resource that I want to point out for anybody who likes reading more about these diseases online. There is a website. It's maintained partially by Mizuho Nita at Virginia Tech. And this is a good resource about trunk diseases. It has a diagnostic tool so that if growers see symptoms on their vines that they're wondering, oh, is this bot canker or not, they can go on this website and go through a diagnostic tool to see if it is. And that website is called treeandvinetrunkdiseases.org. We can list the URL in the description for this episode as well.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a reminder to everyone to fill out an evaluation form if you like our podcast and have suggestions. We'll also put that in the description. It'll take you 2 minutes and it'll be an online survey. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in to our next episode about beneficial insect and pollinator protection as part of your integrated pest management strategy.